Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Binance moving to Malta and Malta becoming a cryptocurrency island. And we'll talk about Coinbase not listing new cryptocurrencies as we have expected. Before we jump into this first news story, don't forget, for the new subscribers and the podcast listeners, BlueAlpineResearch.com/free-report. Sign up with your email and your name, and you will receive a free fundamental analysis on a cryptocurrency that we think is quite interesting. So if you want to see and understand and read the reports that we write, this is a perfect first free example for you to get started. Let's jump right into the market, actually. So the market looks really bad, guys. We're down 10 to 15%. Litecoin, for example, is down 10%. One of the reasons for this is because LitePay hasn't delivered as we've expected in the last couple of news and days. So there was an apology even from Charlie Lee, but this is not part of today's news story. Generally, there's still this unsure atmosphere going on. We're not really sure what will happen. We talked about the SEC potentially going after certain ICOs. The numbers look really down from that, and it is just a general uncertainty on what will happen with crypto in the next few days. As always, and for the new listeners, we generally recommend people to invest into the fundamental numbers and KPIs. Don't invest into the price action. So if you think that certain coins are at a good price, do so or invest. First of all, do your own research, and this is not financial advice or anything, but it's really important that you do your research, read our research papers, and depending on that, make a decision on your investment, and only then invest into these cryptocurrencies. But let's jump into this main story of today. It's actually, it came out a couple of days ago, and as we were traveling, we're not able to supply you with this information, but now we have it, and we can give you a bit of a background on this as well. So Malta wants to become the blockchain island with world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. So Malta is a country in the European Union, and it is actually home to a lot of gambling websites as well, because Malta has become kind of a internet hub for companies and industries that are not properly regulated or are somewhat regulated, and all of these kind of in middle things, be it betting websites or gambling websites, all of these things. So I know that a lot of betting and gambling websites are actually incorporated in Malta. And the news came out last week that Binance is moving its resources over to Malta and has decided to employ more than 200 full-time employees to fully establish the company in the region. This is, of course, huge for Malta, mainly because Malta is quite a small island. If you've ever been to Malta, there is not a lot to see, really. I mean, it sounds like a lot of action is going on, but it's a very calm and small island as is. But like I said, they have certain companies with their headquarters on the island that make it quite an important part of the European Union. Because it's part of the European Union, technically it's under EU law. However, they have in certain aspects have different tax laws and regulation laws and all of these things. And this also drew Binance over to Malta. So it even the CEO of Binance, Zhang-Pan Chao, actually has talked to the Malta government, and he's saying here, after meeting with Parliamentary Secretary Mr. Silvio Chembri, we're impressed by the logical, clear, and forward-thinking nature of Malta's leadership. After reviewing a proposal bill, we are convinced that Malta will be the next hotbed for innovative blockchain companies and a center of the blockchain ecosystem in Europe. So this is quite interesting, because we always talk kind of about Zug in Switzerland, which kind of tries to become the crypto valley of the world. We know that, for example, the Ethereum Foundation is founded in Zug, and a lot of different cryptocurrency companies are actually founded in Zug. Switzerland has huge interests in becoming the number one cryptocurrency spot or blockchain spot in the world. because it has a strong background in finance as well. Now, Malta, on the other hand, is very interesting for different companies because, as I've already mentioned, the legal and the regulatory atmosphere allows these companies to actually grow and operate under a certain law. Now, Malta obviously wants to keep that kind of, not even gray zone, it would be a bit negative to say that, but kind of in between the official EU area and the unofficial, let's call it the Cayman Islands, where you only have like kind of postal address companies and stuff like this. So Malta is kind of in between of both of these things, and they actually want to become this blockchain island. So Shembe is saying this is a clear vote of confidence in our country and the work being done in this sector, mainly by the latest policy launched to offer a regulatory framework of decentralized ledger technology operations. It is obvious that Malta has become a natural point of reference on the international sphere, and companies such as Binance will continue to look into Malta to further expand their operations or establish a base. Binance's presence in Malta sustains our vision, that of making Malta the blockchain island. So obviously, for Malta, this means more taxes, more interest, more potential companies coming towards Malta and actually founding their environments there. And for blockchain companies, this basically means easy regulatory environments. So it will be really interesting. I mean, a bunch of hubs are trying to position themselves. So we have Zug in Switzerland, we have Malta as a country, we have kind of Israel also trying to attract certain companies as well. And we have all these different countries, cities, parts of the world that are trying to become. We've talked about Iceland, for example, which was offering cheap electricity to certain mining companies and all of these things. So there's definitely a certain industry that's growing, that's evolving, and all of these things. And cryptocurrency is kind of selecting and picking the best parts of the world to establish itself. So it will be interesting to see more which parts of the world will actually become this blockchain or cryptocurrency hub in general. We'll actually talk about Crypto Valley in the future as well. We're planning on doing kind of a report on the general Crypto Valley area in Switzerland. So if you're interested in this, make sure to subscribe to the channel and subscribe to the podcast. Next up in the news story, this is an interesting one, especially for you traders. So waiting game, why Coinbase won't add new cryptos anytime soon. So before this whole bear market / crisis in cryptocurrency started, and close to end of December, mid January, something like this, there was a lot of hype going on, and a lot of people kind of speculated that Coinbase will list, for example, Ripple on their exchange, and people kind of expected the price to go sky high because of this, because people thought that Ripple, from a psychological standpoint, is the cheapest coin in the top three, in the top five, something like this. So you would think that if it gets listed on Coinbase, that a lot of new people will actually buy into Ripple because it's quite cheap. Now, Coinbase's general manager Dan Romero has talked with and has given some statements about certain listing of coins, and he's actually saying that it's not that Coinbase doesn't want to list. And to end the backstory from before, so obviously Ripple never got listed on Coinbase. And then the whole bear market crisis, all of these things started, and people were still hoping that Ripple might actually catch the curve and get listed on Coinbase. Then Coinbase actually came out with a statement, both on Twitter and I think on their blog as well, where they actually said, look guys, it's not going to happen anytime soon. We don't have any intent to list Ripple and all of these things. So people were kind of disappointed. There's still this rumor going on that Ripple or Stellar or Ethereum Classic, all of these potential coins might be listed on Coinbase next. A lot of people are banking on exchange listings for their currency to jump up. This is, in our opinion, kind of a bad strategy to go about things, because then you're purely investing into the price action and purely trying to day trade on the price, and this is really stressful, very difficult to do. So the market is really, really tough when it comes to these things, and you're competing essentially with professionals. So in our case, we suggest more to diversify your portfolio, buy into the coins you fundamentally believe, and then actually hold them for a certain horizon. So and invest based on your investment thesis and all of these things. So Dan Romero is actually saying the reality of the regulatory situation keeps us from going and doing that right away. So he simply says that even if they wanted to, they couldn't list all kinds of cryptocurrencies. Now the thing is, Coinbase is not a licensed broker. Now this might change in the future, but as soon or as long as they are not a licensed broker, they cannot trade instruments that qualify as securities. And as you guys know, currently with the SEC and the CFTC, this whole discussion goes around of what is cryptocurrencies, what are they, securities, currencies, assets, all of these things, like all of these discussions are currently going on. So without there being a concrete example of what is going on, it is very unlikely that Coinbase will list anything anytime soon. He's saying when we get to the point that we know which digital currencies and assets are securities, which ones are commodities, money or currency, it would be immensely helpful. If the regulatory environment gets clearer, I think you will see Coinbase adding many new assets to our platform. So it is likely that as soon as the SEC, the CFTC decides kind of on a system what will happen with cryptocurrencies in general, that Coinbase will actually list certain coins. However, this is also dependent on you kind of want to stay away from coins that have a bad reputation that just came out of an ICO and all of these things. So probably even Coinbase will, even if they start adding certain cryptocurrencies, they will start with the more established ones. In my case, in my opinion, I think Ripple might be the one of those that could be added. But if we look at different cryptocurrencies, I mean, it might as well be NEO or Stellar maybe EOS, Cardano, something like this. Monero Dash also has a strong community as well as kind of a good coin behind it. So there are a lot of rumors. There is also the rumor that Ethereum Classic might be next as well. And honestly, I don't even want to talk about the rumors here because as I've said, for me, it's not important which coin will get listed next. A lot of people are relying on this kind of trading strategy to make money, but it's very, very short-sighted and it won't bring you a lot of value, especially now in this bear market. As you can see, maybe in a best case, a coin will jump a couple of percent with a listing on an exchange. So it's not a lot that will make a difference. Now, what Dan Romero is also saying is because there was this when Bitcoin Cash was listed, so everyone started asking why Bitcoin Cash then. So Bitcoin Cash got listed last autumn on Coinbase. There was this whole crazy thing happening with Bitcoin Cash becoming a part of insider trading and Coinbase getting into legal troubles because of that, because some employees were already informed, all of these things. And this is a huge problem, obviously. However, Dan Romero is saying that they have kind of a framework that they are talking about, this digital asset framework. And maybe we can open up the PDF here. I will link this up so you can actually start reading it. And in this framework, they're kind of going through what exactly is a token, what exactly is a currency, and all of these things. And if it fills out this framework, which according to the guys from Coinbase, Bitcoin Cash did, if you run Bitcoin Cash through the digital asset framework, it passes that framework. So it kind of has to fill out certain requirements in order to get listed on GDEX or Coinbase, same company, it's just GDEX is the backend kind of it. So keep this in mind as well. So if you are banking on certain coins getting listed, go through that digital asset framework and think about, okay, will this make sense? So I am picking randomly a coin here, Nebulas token, for example. Will Nebulas go through that framework, yes or no? And will Coinbase actually start listing this because it has gone through that framework, or because for another reason? And all of these things, so you have to think about, where are the Coinbase founders coming from? Who is invested in Coinbase that is also invested in other cryptocurrencies or in cryptocurrency platforms? And if you start doing these strategic investments, then you can bank more on long-term kind of decisions and strategies, because you know it's not only going to get listed on Coinbase, it's also going to get kind of the marketing behind it to get pushed to the masses. And this is, I think, the real money maker. So if you're invested long-term, believe in it fundamentally, you did the research because you actually realized that these people have certain interests that these cryptocurrencies will get listed, then I think you can make certain strategic decisions about buying. And to end this part about Coinbase, Romero is saying that the top thing, assuming you've passed the framework, is customer demand. Our customers, not what social media wants, not what CNBC wants, because Ripple was, for example, listed on CNBC, that it might come on to Coinbase. Our customers. We keep track of constant feedback from our customers. So this would be another maybe strategic part of looking into this. How can you find out what customers really want? So you could look at Coinbase tickets that are open, you could look at the Coinbase forum, something like this, maybe subreddit as well, and depending on that you can actually kind of seize the or look at the interest that different cryptocurrencies have. Nonetheless, as I've said in the beginning, I don't believe in waiting for coins to get listed on cryptocurrency exchanges. That might work in a bull market, very difficult in a bearish market, as we see with OneChain or Qlink and all of these different cryptocurrencies that get listed these days, that don't jump these crazy 40, 50, 60% numbers simply because the interest is just not there. And yeah, this is generally, I think it will be interesting. I think Coinbase will open up their doors to different cryptocurrencies. When? Nobody knows. The SEC, CFTC, all of these discussions are super important in part of that decision. So we'll see how that evolves. Yeah, to the new subscribers, welcome. Really happy that you've decided to join this channel. If you haven't, if you're just jumping randomly through YouTube and are in the YouTube hole, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel. We do videos every day. And we do a podcast every day as well. So subscribe to the podcast if you're listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Take care.